Blog Talk Radio. Leon Phelps here, and I am looking at a half-empty bottle of Savati, which means that we are just about out of time. But before I go, I'd like to leave you with just one more thought. This is a little something that I wrote, and I read, what is love? What is this longing in our hearts for togetherness? Is it not the sweetest flower? Does not this flower of love have the fragrant aroma of fine, fine diamonds? Does not the wind love the dirt? Is not love not unlike the unlike knot it is unlikened to? Are you with someone tonight? Do not question your love. Take your lover by the hand. Release the power within yourself. You heard me, release the power. Tame the wild cosmos with a whisper. Conquer heaven with one intimate caress. That's right, don't be shy. Whip out everything you got and do it in the butt. By Leon Phelps.
Brought to you by Leon Phelps, the ladies' man. I don't know if any of y'all heard that movie or watched it. It's pretty funny. Yeah, Tim Meadows did a great job in that. Anyway, here's one other one I'm going to throw up at you. Yeah, shit, man.
Welcome to the ladies, man. The love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Phelps. How y'all doing? I'm doing all right. I got my Cavatier right here. And hey, guess what? Today is Valentine's Day, which is always a very special day for the ladies' man because it is the only national holiday dedicated to getting it on. And I can assure you that as soon as the show is over, I intend on getting it on with someone or something, and it will most definitely involve the butt. Okay, well, let's take some callers. Now, the number is flashing. It's right there below there. So go ahead, caller.
Hello, ladies' man.
Yeah, you got the latest, man. Now, what's your query?
Valentine's Day has always been so special for my wife and I, but I must say it's getting harder and harder to think of that really romantic gift.
Yeah, well, a bottle of champagne is always really good. And if you don't have $10 to buy a fancy bottle of champagne, you can always make your own fine champagne with just a box of white wine and some soda water.
You know, I'm not so sure she would like that.
Oh, really? Well, then nothing is as sweet as making your own Valentine's Day card.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, see, you know, you can just use whatever you have around the house. Like, I'll use some construction paper and some paste and an old Hustler magazine. And like here, you can see I have cut out this picture from Ass Happy. And I have glued it to the top of a pizza box. And needless to say that nothing says romance more than two naked ladies humping.
Say, Leon.
Yeah, what's up, Martell?
Why don't you tell the folks about your favorite Valentine's Day, bro?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a very special memory, Martell.
Well, come on, Leon.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, it was the most beautiful and romantic day of my life. And basically, you know, I don't want to get into the particulars of it, but let's just say that it involved a bottle of Cavatier, a couple of bus station skanks, and a pay toilet. Yeah. Okay, well, let's take another caller.
Hello, ladies' man.
Oh, it's a lady.
Man, I can't take it anymore. I can't go through another Valentine's Day by myself. I'm...
on the entrance to the men's room at your local strip club. And let me tell you, the ladies...
Senator, I follow the rules scrupulously.
Okay. In April, in sworn testimony before this committee, you insisted, and I'll quote you, if somebody errantly sends me an email, my personal email, that should have been sent to my work email. I forward it to my work email. That's what I do. I fulfill my responsibilities scrupulously, and I have 100% confidence in the integrity of the actions. Despite that, a FOIA lawsuit by Americans for Prosperity has uncovered hundreds of pages of records reflecting your personal use of personal email account and cell phone for official DHS business since you assumed the office of secretary. We sent you a letter on July 13 asking for additional questions on your and your subordinates' adherence to this DHS policy on the use of non-DHS emails. But thus far, you've failed to respond to me. Will you commit to getting the answers to our letter?
I'll be happy to look at your inquiry and respond accordingly. What you've just articulated is perfect evidence of the fact that I have followed the rules.
And that explains why there's hundreds of pages of records reflecting your personal email account and cell phone for official DHS business?
Senator, you misstate the facts.
I've repeatedly said don't watch what this White House does. I've repeatedly said don't watch what this White House says, watch what they do. In May, the Biden administration said when Title 42 ended that migrants would face tougher consequences, and I quote that, tougher consequences, if they were caught crossing the border illegally. But just in the last border crossing numbers from this past week, the Biden administration's actions showed that Border Patrol leased with no consequence 156,000 migrants into the U.S. in September alone. Mr. Secretary, what are the consequences your administration threatened? From where I stand, the only consequences I see of border crossings are the historic number of crossings and the consequences that the American people are less safe today than they were 3 years ago.
Senator, that is incorrect. Removal and return of individuals under Title 8 of the United States Code is one example of a consequence that we deliver. In fact, in fiscal year 2023, we removed or returned more than 620,000 individuals. Just recently, we announced that we negotiated an agreement with Venezuela for the first time.
So you sent back 10, maybe 200 people, but there's tens of thousands of them are still here. How do you explain the 156,000 migrants in September alone that were released without any consequences?
That is incorrect.
So you didn't release 156,000 migrants into the United States.
Senator, those individuals, when they are processed, they are placed in immigration enforcement proceedings. If they do not qualify for relief, they are subject to removal. If they qualify for relief under the laws that Congress has passed, then they have established a basis to stay in the United States.
What percentage are removed? What percentage have been through the process that are then removed? What percentage of these folks or actually have had a hearing? How long is the wait for this hearing? How would you describe to the American people that would make them feel safer today how you handle that process?
The wait for the hearing is a perfect example of how broken our immigration system is. And in fact, when I first entered federal government here in Washington, D.C., after 12 years serving in California as a federal prosecutor, I learned that the time in between encounter and the final adjudication of an immigration case in 2009 was more than 6 years. So this problem of a broken immigration system has lasted for more than two decades. I believe the system was last reformed in 1996, and we are long overdue for a fix.
Would a first safe country asylum policy make us more safe or less safe?
Senator, the issue of a safe third country agreement is a matter of negotiation with third countries.
That's not my question. Would it make us more safe or less safe if there was indeed one?
It is a complex question that cannot be distilled with a simple question and answer as you have posed.
Two-thirds, maybe 70% of the people that are encountered at our borders go through an asylum process. What percentage would you estimate if there was a third country policy in effect or a first safe country in effect? What percentage would that eliminate from ever even getting to our border?
I think that's a very difficult statistic to
not a guess.
Percent.
I mean, you're the Secretary of Homeland Security. You don't have a guess how much of an impact that would make.
Well, I'm not in the guessing business, but I will say this, that when you ask about a consequence and the absence of one, I think it would be important to ask the more than 1.2 million people in fiscal year 2023 who've been returned, removed, or expelled under the law.
Thank you. I yield back.
Great. Thank you, Senator Marshall.
And control our scheme to influence and control our Supreme Court. Thank you, Chairman.
Senator Cotton.
First off, I want to agree with Senator Graham. This is partly a pretext to try to conceal the utter failures of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And because all of you voted for $3 trillion of spending that this country didn't need and that our government can't afford, we have record high inflation. People can't afford their groceries. They can't afford gas. They can't pay the rent. Can't make car payments. The young men and women we have sitting behind us can barely walk to their apartments on Capitol Hill at night without worrying about being mugged or drive there without fear of being carjacked because of your insane criminal justice policies. Our border is totally open. Each year under Joe Biden, seen more illegal border crossings than the last, setting record after record after record. These are not all poor, struggling migrant workers from Guatemala coming here for a better life. Thousands of people from China and Russia. Even the administration has acknowledged over 100 Uzbeks came here with the help of an ISIS-associated facilitator in Turkey. And their position is, honestly, maybe it's just a coincidence that these Uzbeks used a travel agent associated with ISIS. And that's to say nothing about what's happened around the world. The collapse of Afghanistan in 2021, Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust in 2023, all under Joe Biden's watch. I know the Democrats on this committee like to claim the former president unleashed chaos in the world. None of that happened on Donald Trump's watch. Maybe he offended your European friends for using the wrong fork, tea and crumpets at some point, but there's peace and stability when he was president. So part of this is just a pretext to cover up for your own utter failings and incompetence of the Biden administration. But it's more than just that. It's not, as Senator Whitehouse says, an effort to expose wrongdoing at the Supreme Court. It's an effort to delegitimize the Supreme Court because you don't like the way they rule. When you lose at the ballot box for years, you tried to achieve in courts what you couldn't achieve through democratic elections and legislatures. You thought the Supreme Court was your own special province. And then when there became a center-right majority on the Supreme Court, you began to attack its very foundations. It's not some secret. It's wide out and open. Chuck Schumer has gone to the steps of the Supreme Court and threatened justices by name that they wouldn't know what hit them if they ruled in ways that the Democratic Party didn't like. In May of 2022, the unprecedented action of leaking the Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case occurred, unleashing left-wing street militias outside of justices' homes. Justice Alito, the author of that opinion, says that he thinks he knows who it was, and he thinks it was done on purpose to assassinate a Supreme Court justice to stop the Dobbs decision from coming down. Merrick Garland did nothing to stop these left-wing street militias as they blatantly violated federal law, protesting outside the homes of justices about a pending matter. In fact, he directed the Marshal Service to make no arrests. He lied about it to Congress, exposed by Senator Britt from Alabama. It all culminated, where it naturally was, with a left-wing hitman traveling from California to the Capital Region and being caught outside Brett Kavanaugh's home with things like zip ties, tactical knives, pepper spray, hammers, screwdrivers, nail punches, crowbars, duct tape, pistol lights, boots padded for stealthiness, and a Glock 17 pistol. Even after that left-wing hitman was caught outside Justice Kavanaugh's home, the White House continued to refuse to enforce the law, indeed, to celebrate these left-wing street militias. The White House spokeswoman even said, "We certainly do continue to encourage that, the protests, outside judges' home." That's the president's position. That's what this entire episode is about. Not about getting to the bottom of behavior that's permitted by law and permitted by rule, but continuing your brazen and outrageous campaign against the Supreme Court because you don't like the way it rules. You all ought to be ashamed of yourself because you're the ones who always profess how you're defending our democracy. You're the ones undermining our democracy. As Senator Graham said, things will be different here starting next Thursday. But not just that, the shoe will be on the other foot one day. Go ahead, issue this subpoena. See what happens when we take back the majority. See which subpoenas we start to issue for the left-wing activists and billionaires who are behind all of your agitprop campaigns, who probably helped fund those left-wing street militias outside justices' homes, who helped fund the anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party protesting on college campuses and even in this Capitol complex. Go ahead, issue your subpoena next week. We'll see what happens when we take back the majority.
Many of us have traveled down interstate highways and been amazed to see RVs of the superstars cruising back and forth to county fairs and events. It's a huge undertaking with a vehicle of substantial size. One of our Supreme Court justices was given one of those vehicles valued at $250,000 and asked to pay back a loan for that purpose. He made one payment and declared it and then stopped. We've since learned that he received that vehicle as a gift, $250,000 gift. Should that have been reported? If you were a member of Congress, you wouldn't think twice about it. Of course it has to be reported. That's one of the responsibilities of public service. For us to raise questions, basic ethical questions about the conduct of justices and the court, is fundamental, as Senator Whitehouse has said, to our constitutional responsibility. For us to suggest three subpoenas pales in comparison to the other side's request for 50 or more subpoenas on the operation, I forget the name, Crossfire something, Hurricane Crossfire. I mean, they've used it and didn't think twice about it. To argue that you're going to blow up the committee over our exercise of use of a subpoena, which has been exercised by the other side when they were in the majority, just doesn't track as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Chairman?
You catch this crazy shit he's talking about. They're bitch about a camper compared to all the other shit these motherfuckers have done. It ain't over yet. We got one more. We're going to get the phone lines open. But yeah, here's Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is going to go after him next. Ted Cruz is going to go and just turn him a new fucking asshole, too. I mean, it needs to happen. I mean, they simply, you know, don't seem to get it. You know, that's, I mean, it's fucking crazy. You know, you do all this crazy shit, it's okay for them, but here we go.
Professor Russell, I want to go back to this letter that Senator Kennedy was asking you about it. You signed this letter March 19th of 2020. That was 3 years ago. You did not disclose this letter to the committee. Why did you not disclose it to the committee?
I don't believe it's the one I was going for.
It's unfavorably reported.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cruz?
Here we go.
You asked if people wanted to be recognized on. Well, I agree entirely with Senator Graham. The judges that have been nominated by Joe Biden have been extraordinary. They have been extreme. They've been so egregious. They fill me with a sense I could not have previously imagined having, which is I long for Barack Obama. Because although I disagreed with many of President Obama's judicial nominees, they were comparatively moderate when put next to the radicals that the Biden White House keeps putting forward. You look at Judge Mustafa Kasubai, his questionnaire in history, and you would be forced to conclude that he is a radical leftist, if not an outright Marxist. Now, those are not my words. In one essay he wrote, Kasubai argued that the integration of Marxism with traditional economic theories of property, specifically that of Locke and Bentham, would, quote, provide a framework for relationships that enhance each unique self. Here's a pro tip. If a guy is writing love letters to Marxism, maybe he's not the best candidate to be a federal judge. Also, in that same piece, he argued, quote, the aspiration towards intimate knowing, the intimate knowing of oneself and others in our community, is a creative struggle towards redefining property. How many of y'all want to redefine property? And maybe the answer is all the members of the committee on the Democrat side do. Your constituents don't. Redefining property, being told, for example, the home, your family home that was your home and your mother's home and your grandmother's home is no longer your property. It is the state's to do with what they will. Redefining property is an objective of Marxist, and by Marxist, I mean communist. Communism is not simply theoretical. My family has suffered at the hands of communists. And yet in the Biden administration, that appears to be a qualification for becoming a federal judge. Not only are his views extreme, but when it comes to gender and sex, they're really out there. Wisconsin Women's Law Journal. Judge Kasubai wrote a piece titled Destabilizing Power in Rape, Why Consent Theory and Rape Law is Turned on Its Head. He cited radical professor Catherine McKinnon, who argued, quote, sexuality itself is a power web in which heterosexual relations per se are infused with violence and control, and that most intercourse is rape. Is it the position of the Democrats on this committee that, quote, heterosexual relations per se are infused with violence and control, and most intercourse is rape? That's moonbeam nuts. And y'all know that. But there's a reason every Democrat senator is looking down, because you can't defend these views to your constituents. You're counting on the fact that the corporate media will not tell your constituents about the loons you're voting to confirm. Katsubai also, in apparent agreement, quoted Professor McKinnon as saying, quote, "I employ the view that rape is sex in order to focus on the significance of consent in rape law, and non-consent must be presumed." That's a lot of things, but that's not actually American criminal law. This guy has been nominated to be a real judge applying the real law. Katsubai tied these two together in the same article, where he quoted approvingly from McKinnon the phrase, quote, "Sexuality is to feminism, is to Marxism." Now, to be honest, I don't know what the hell that means, but I don't like it. It's out there. What is it that makes you see this guy crowing about how wonderful Marxism is, and you say, hot diggity damn, we found us a judge? We also know that it is his view, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, will be central to his approach to the law. How do we know this? Well, because he said it. And here's his quote, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, is the heart and soul of the court system. Can we say that? Yeah, I just did. And I'm saying it proudly. Well, DEI, the radical anti-racism school that embraces discrimination, says we should discriminate against people that are perceived to be oppressors in favor of people that are categorized as victims. God help you if you're some poor schlub white guy who ends up in court in front of this guy. Apparently, the heart and soul of his court is to discriminate against you, because that's what he's embracing. He's also said that America is, quote, deeply Islamophobic. Well, we're the freest nation on the face of the earth, and somehow he couldn't seem to be bothered to worry about the rabid anti-Semitism that we're seeing at radical schools across this country, as the same kind of leftists like Judge Katsubai are announcing their allegiance to Hamas terrorizing Jewish students. Katsubai's rulings on the bench are also extreme. Think back to the 2020 Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots all across the country. Major American cities burned for weeks, for months on end. Police cars were firebombed. Police officers were murdered. Stores were looted. People were assaulted. In Portland, Oregon, this was the federal courthouse. Does that bring warm tinglies about the fair enforcement of law? Portland, Oregon, the courthouse, the federal courthouse, was subjected to a 60-day siege, 2 months. Rioters firebombed the building. They fought federal agents. They used high-powered lasers to blind federal agents. 60 days, night after night after night, a federal court on fire. Well, what's Judge Katsubai's view on this? He wasn't in Portland, Oregon. He was in Eugene, Oregon. As Eugene, like the rest of the country, was facing risks from this riots, Eugene imposed a temporary curfew to try to impose law and order. What did Judge Katsubai do? Number one, he wrote an opinion recommending the curfew be struck down. Nope, you can't have a curfew. The night belongs to the rioters, to the people burning courthouses, not the people who'd like to be safe in their own homes. He went further than that. He actually denied qualified immunity to the city manager and the police chief and said, you know what, Mr. Police Chief, because you imposed a curfew, because you tried to protect people's safety, you can be sued. In effect, he said, sue them for trying to keep the people safe and take their last penny. I understand a Democrat administration and a Democrat Senate is going to confirm liberal judges. That should not be news. What is astonishing is not a single Senate Democrat on this committee has been willing to demonstrate even one iota of independence in exercising advice and consent. When Donald Trump was president, he nominated a lot of judges. Y'all didn't like the Trump judges. You voted against pretty much all of them. I will tell you, I voted for most of them. But Republicans on this side, there were several judicial nominees that we said, no, this doesn't meet the standards, pull it down. And the Trump White House did. That's actually how the constitutional system is supposed to work. For whatever reason, Democrats on this committee don't believe in that. No matter what nutcase gets nominated, like the Politburo, you all vote da. Yesterday, we had a judicial nominee who 3 years ago signed an open memo to the governor of Connecticut calling on him to empty the prisons and release every violent criminal in Connecticut, release murderers and serial rapists and child molesters. Now, that's not your run-of-the-mill lefty. That position is nuts. I don't care how left-wing your state is. California, Vermont, Georgia, New Jersey, you can go to any of your states, grab your citizens and say, hey, what do you think? Good idea. We go down to the prison, let everyone go? Nobody's going to like that. Your citizens that you're elected to represent will say, what the heck is wrong with you? This judge is a radical, is extreme. If he's confirmed, we can count on him to let violent criminals out of jail. And I'll tell you, Senate Democrats continue to rubber stamp whatever radical this White House sends them. People are going to die. When you release murderers from jail, they turn around and they commit more murders. And when that happens, the work of this committee rubber stamping, putting extreme radicals on the bench will have been directly responsible. And I hope you're prepared to look in the eyes of the victims' families, of the people that will pay the consequences of putting on the bench men and women that are manifestly unsuited to being judges.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. There we go.
Is unfavorably reported.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, there we go. Yeah, the Democrats have really been fucking it up. Yeah, I mean, it's something else, man. You wouldn't believe this. I mean, let everybody go. Let them all go. I mean, I believe that most people in prison should be let go. I do. It's not that I'm a leftist, but they're in there for bullshit reasons. I mean, the only people that should be in prison are people in there for violent things. You know, I mean, everything from murder, rape, child molestation, shit like that. You belong there. But a guy that didn't pay his fucking child support or drove in a car without a fucking driver's license, really? Yeah, you see what I mean? So that shows you where the money goes. But, you know, most people believe that the prison system's full of a bunch of bad people. That ain't always true. But that's what we believe. That's what we're trained to believe. There we are. But, you know, hey. That's just my opinion. I mean, I don't want everybody out of fucking jail. Of course not. That's fucking retarded. That'd be stupid. People need to be re-fucking calibrated. But there again, by the point of them letting all these motherfuckers go out of jails, is giving everybody else to say, well, fuck, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Fuck, let's go fucking ape shit crazy. And that's what's going to happen. That's what is happening. So anyway, yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. All right, I'm going to crank open my phone lines here. But if you thought about this crazy bullshit world we live in, it's gone crazy. There ain't no fucking doubt of it. It's straight up fat shit fucking crazy. Now, I don't care what anybody says. All phones are going to be open. I don't care if your hand up or not. I drag you in. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the show, everybody. How's everybody doing on this Saturday night, 11/4/2023? Wow. We made this far. It's almost over. We'll be in 24 here shortly.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't pick a better time. Absolutely.
Well, you know, this is what did I tell you about the Venezuelans invading Dallas?
Right.
There's your reason right there. There's your reason right there. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And they ain't here to open markets and restaurants and do really good things to boost the economy. They're here to fucking kill your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Gang. That's what they're here
for.
But
I'm talking about regular people, even American people. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to instigate a big fucking blow up. You know, that's what they're trying to fucking do.
Yeah.
What they want to invite a fucking dictator now? You know, is that what they want to do?
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. that's what they're doing. They're trying by allowing all this stuff to happen, which they could put their foot down and stop it like Trump did with the wall. Okay.
Right.
So they just allow this city. No wonder people are getting pissed. No wonder people are fixed to take up arms. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Don't blame one bit.
Yeah, they're trying to stop you from having arms. You know, they're trying to stop you from having arms. So these people can take over your fucking planet, take over your world. You know what I mean? That's what it seems to be.
When these people allow these people to come in here, and then on the same side, they argue about gun control, fuck you.
But
you want to take my gun away? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Don't argue with me about our goddamn gun control, motherfuckers. Okay?
Well, it's kind of like they want us to be fish in a barrel. You know, unprotected, and let these fuckers do whatever they fucking want.
That's what it seems like.
And it's crazy.
That's what it is.
It's crazy bullshit. Anybody in the right fucking mind knows it's fucking wrong. Why would you do that?
Yep.
What is the point of this? Are you fucked in the brain, you know, motherfuckers? It's crazy.
They are fucked in the brain. Okay. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're fucked in the rabies. They got rabies.
Yeah.
Their brain is being dissolved. Yep. Whatever thing that the rabies does to an animal's brain, they're the same way.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
What do you do with a rabid dog? You put it down.
Shoot it.
Usually. But this disease is getting more worse than fucking Corona. But these motherfuckers, man. You know, I mean, this is unbelievable shit. These things don't even go under the fact of common sense, man. There's no common sense. There's no factor of why fuck you want to do this. You know, I'm not just talking about putting people out of prison. We're talking about, like, this judge and shit. This motherfucker don't care. That's what he's for. He posted this shit. You know, and
thank
he's
God.
Gonna be a fucking judge.
Thank God.
Thank God
we have Tommy Tuberville. Thank God we have Tommy Tuberville, or thank Ron Reck. We have Tommy Tuberville in the Senate that's keeping somebody, putting holes on some of these judges. You know. And
yeah,
it's
but
like,
you remember, they wanted to stack the court anyway. Since the Republican had the power of the Supreme Court, they wanted to stack the court now.
They're doing reverse court stacking. They're going after the guy. They're trying to find ways to get the guys who are already on the court off the court. You know,
right?
On the Democrats, they're going at it in a reverse way now. You know,
yeah,
they want
to get one off
and
throw a fucking lunatic in there. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
You want to get one off and put a loon in there.
Right. They want us to care about some fucking RV that some guy gave a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
You know, it's like if Boyd was in this house or whatever, and he said was on the Supreme Court, and somebody gave him his RV, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want us to care that somebody gave him a $500,000 RV. That's what this.
Well, but you ain't supposed to. Judges ain't supposed to take
gratuities,
man.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I know, but judges don't take. This is paid for by the government. Because the judge can't take gratuities, man. They can't take tips and shit like that. That's considered bribery. They can't do it.
Yes, they can.
What do you mean they can?
They get a tip every time they convict somebody.
Well, that's different though. That's in the actual law, but it's actually giving anything to them, like buying them lunch or anything, that you can't do it. You know, you just can't do it.
You think, but the problem is you think they would be making a big deal of this thing if it was, say, I don't know, Elena Kagan or any of the liberal justices on the Supreme Court. The only reason why they're making a big deal about it is Clarence Thomas. That's the only reason. He's a conservative justice on this court, and they hate conservatives. They hate conservatives / constitutional justices. That's what they hate. So they got to figure, oh, we're going to ban, yeah, it may be illegal, but it's a minor thing, right? It wouldn't be being brought up if it was Elena Kagan or any of the liberal justices. You see that? You see how this stuff works?
Right.
You know, that's how this works. And by the way, speaking of police, speaking of something that happened just recently, the Dallas Police Department, guess who they just endorsed? They just endorsed Donald J. Trump. The Dallas Police Department.
Yay for them.
Yeah?
There's a lot of police departments all across the country are endorsing Trump because they know that he does what he says. Okay? He does what he said, and he did. In 2016, when I had to call a sheriff out here a couple times, and I asked the sheriff's deputy, I said, who's your department voting for? You know what they said? Trump. Who's the sheriff voting for? Trump. So they know who's the best to know, the law enforcement, that actually things have gotten done under Trump compared to poopy-ass pants.
Yep, poopy pants. Shit.
Endorse shit on him. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Which party is for defunding the police? Which guy is not for defunding the police? You know, that's the thing. When you got one particular side of the coin that's going, oh, we're going to defund the police. I mean, I don't care if your department is crooked or not. You know, if you're getting support from somebody. And you're getting a headwind from others, where it makes it incredibly difficult to do your job.
Well,
you're going to be for the one that's going to allow you to do your job.
Well, yeah, it is important. If you've got a corrupt police, fuck them. They need to be defended. They need to be put in prison. Along with the rest of the cocksuckers that they put in prison, okay? Because they're corrupt. You don't need a corrupt cop, department, one, whatever, because it only takes one to spoil the whole goddamn barrel of apples, you know? Only takes one rotten apple, okay, to ruin the whole goddamn barrel. And when you have these cocksuckers out here going out there revenueing, you know, giving people tickets for no seat belt or 5 miles over the goddamn speed limit or not using your blinker to change lanes or some bullshit like that, instead of patrolling the neighborhoods for, gee whiz, crime? Wow. Why don't you get off your asses and do that? Or sit on a school parking lot with your fancy little fucking car, your SUVs and all this shit, and prevent maybe school shootings. Ooh, what an idea. See how dumbasses they are?
Yeah.
If I could have been taken.
You know, what was the name of that school? Was it Marjorie Stoneman Douglas? Where the guy didn't fucking go in, where the sheriff's deputy did not go into the damn school and stop the damn shooting?
Yeah, there's cowards on both sides. There's cowards in the sheriff's department. There's cowards in the goddamn police department. There's cowards all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, get the badge on there. Yeah, they think they're bulletproof, yeah. But when it comes down to it, they're pussy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they run. They run.
And
then just like the one
guy, Derek Chauvin, does his job and helps subdue a guy that's absolutely probably having a heart attack, but resisting arrest and all this other shit. And the guy dies not because he subdues him, but because of what he had done previous to that, what this guy had done with doing drugs previous to that, you know, and the cop gets put in jail for that. And it's proven that the cop did not, it can be proven that the cop, that he didn't die due to the cop's actions, to Chauvin's actions, but because of the drugs and shit. I mean, how bullshit-ish is that? I mean, that guy, Derek Chauvin, should not have been put in jail. I'm sorry. You know, he should not have been. Oh, but we have to protect St. George Floyd. Fuck that. You know?
Fuck George
Floyd. Fuck that. St. George Floyd.
No.
You know, and then,
but
they
want to protect these criminals, and that's exactly what this idiot was a criminal, a dope head, dope pusher, drug dealer, you know, the whole nine yards. Okay, and then they turn him around into a martyr, whatever.
Well, yeah, and it's not just criminals; it's thugs in training. You know, you look at fucking what's his name? Michael Brown over there Mike Brown over there in St. Louis area. You look at fucking Trayvon Martin. I mean, look, I've said this before. I have a friend that's from Florida that disagrees with me on this. But George Zimmerman had all the right in the world to do what he did. That comes that he showed remarkable restraint in not shooting him in the first place, Trayvon Martin in the first place. Until Trayvon Martin came at him first, you know, in a threatening manner. He had all the right in the world to shoot the man, and then he jumps on him and starts ground and pounding him MMA style and pushing his head into the cement. What do you think you're going to do? You got a gun right there. What do you think you're going to do? You're fighting for your goddamn life right there. Right?
You know, things, even incidences that are even less than that. What about that guy that was at that food court in the mall, and that YouTuber was going up there mm-hmm. and sticking his phone up in his face, got there and pulled a gun out and shot him. Didn't even mm-hmm. touch him. That was a threat enough right there. That was threatening enough right there. And see, well, he got shot in the fucking stomach. The motherfucker ought to kill the motherfucker. I would have emptied my goddamn clip into the motherfucker, you know?
Yep.
Some of them are doing that bullshit, you know? And two or three times bigger than me. And I'm a little fart, okay? Shit.
Well, that guy was pretty little, too. That dude was little. That the YouTuber was fucking.
Do what now, Ron?
That guy that shot the YouTuber, he was a little guy.
Yeah. He was a little fart.
Yeah.
He was a big old guy. But him and his buddy was over 6 foot, you know, 6 foot tall and, you know, muscular mm-hmm. and all this shit. I take him as a threat, too.
Yeah, keep shoving the phone in his face and shit like that. Yeah, I mean,
after you telling him, get back up, back off,
right.
Back up.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, I'm going to warn you two times and I'm going to pull my gun. Yeah.
I mean,
hands up.
You know,
it's crazy world we live in, man. It's crazy. And, you know, I've always been told that all my life. We live in a crazy world.
Oh,
no, we went from crazy to psychotic. We live in a psychotic society. When you go out in public anymore, people totally look like they're fucking mad at the world. Look, you know what I mean? Okay. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Because every time I notice it's going to pay attention, I look at people, watch them. You know, just like they're just mad at a motherfucker about something. You know, so you kind of got to wait for, you know, somebody to snap off. You know, that's what you're waiting for. It's like a pressure cooker. It's ready to blow a nut. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do snap at any given time type, you know, situation.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's, you know, like you go to Walmart, you go to the grocery store, shit like there was more people around. It's like, wow. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the majority of the women I see in Walmart, I call them Karens because they look like they're pre-Karen. You know, they're very snap, you know? So,
like
you
peas.
Know,
Pete, you know,
yeah.
Chip, snap.
And then you got them ones that don't give a fuck, you know. They just don't give a fuck, and they're rude. They stand in your fucking way,
just,
and just, you know.
It's, you know, just like, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, he's over at Golden Corral, you know, over there. And I'm standing there waiting for my potato, okay. And these motherfuckers down there getting fucking fat, right? I'm standing right there. All I hear was words going, and I'm looking to my left, and there's a big old Mexican about twice as tall as me. Arguing with some black guy over on the table, and you know, and I'm going, and his wife was standing there, and I'm going, "Oh my God, now what?" So I just reached down. I just reached down, my hand on my gun. You know, because you don't know what these motherfuckers are fixing to do.
No,
you know,
no,
you have no idea.
Yeah, remember my incident with the fucking Mexican? You know. You know, fuck me, man. Nothing against Mexican people at all, but wow. But Mexicans and blacks don't get along anyway. You know that, don't you? Mexicans and black people don't jive. They do not like
each other. Listen, if you ever been to Dallas, and Ron, you've been to Dallas, there's a place in Dallas called Oak Cliff, okay? That's this side of the river, the south side of the river there. Used to be nothing but blacks. I mean, when I was going down there to get permits at the city of Dallas for electrical, my God, that place looked like a war zone. Old cars in the damn parking lot, boarded up stores, busted out windows. And all of a sudden, the Mexicans moved in. Now, man, that place is nice down there. All the businesses are up, painted. It's a nice place to be. You wouldn't mind being down there at 12 o'clock at night. Otherwise, you need a fucking machine gun. You know.
Right. Well, you know, I used to work in District 190, East St. Louis. Okay, that's fucking bad country. I mean, that's real bad fucking country there. Right? Don't fuck around there. I mean, there's more motherfuckers that get killed there. Nobody ever knows about ever. As a matter of fact, St. Louis is back to number one in death than Chicago.
Oh, St. Louis. Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? Yeah, St. Louis is a rough fucking country, man. And it's getting, you know, the one thing is the drug trade that's been in St. Louis forever. You know, and 65% of the population has left the city of St. Louis. Ain't that something?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't mention it. A lot of people don't say nothing about it. But people have left that place. Especially North St. Louis. North St. Louis has always been fucking dangerous. I don't care which way you slice that. But it's just, you know, one of the things. And then after that fucking bullshit, you know, up in Ferguson. You know, all that shit. So, you know, but I don't know, but they say that people are just getting away from the city. They're leaving it. They're, you know, and a lot of, that ain't the only one. I mean, look at exodus out of fucking California. Look at New York. Look at places, you know, most of your liberal states, people are leaving them. You know, and then New York's going to bitch and cry about all these fucking people. They got these immigrants that, well, what the fuck? You wanted to be a sanctuary city. Your state, your job was to take care of all these motherfuckers. That's what you stated. They're there for them. That's what you said. Now that you got them, you don't want them. What the fuck does that mean? That's kind of fucking retarded too, isn't it? But that's what they do. As long as it's favoring them against you, they are happy with it. As long as they're against you. You know, you motherfuckers. Not, you know.
They had a 20-year reprieve in terms of New York City. In terms of crime, when they had when Giuliani took over, and then the next guy in line took over from him, you know, and kept doing Giuliani's you know, process, right? His policy in terms of crime.
Right.
So, but now look at it. Now look at all this. You got the sanctuary cities, you got crime on the rise, you got people moving out, you got businesses moving out, you know, and It's become a war zone again, just like it was in the 1980s. I mean, think about this. Okay. What's his name? New Orleans, before Katrina, was a war zone, right? Katrina happens, and all the crime and all stuff after Katrina was sent away to, you know, Houston, Dallas, and all points, right? And crime went down in New Orleans. And then it took a while for it to get back up again, but it's up sky high again in New Orleans. So there you go, right?
Well, yeah.
Now, so you got that going on, and
well, but the whole thing we got another year of this Biden shit, right? Another whole fucking year of him, right? 24.
Oh boy.
You know.
Oh boy.
And God only knows what the. I mean, they're boiling, rolling shit up now. You know.
I mean, they.
We're gonna get all they fucking can while they get good. I'm telling you right fucking now. You know what I mean? They're get all they fucking can. I mean, there's so many ways to fuck people over, and they're on a fucking train for it. They want to fuck us all up. Fuck everybody, you know? I just got my tax bill today.
People are saying that they want to fuck people over and shit. And I've said it before, all these cases about trying to get him off the ballot, Trump off the ballot and shit.
Right.
They're saying these internal polling. I mean, we're saying polling, you know, the polling we see is saying that Trump is up over Biden. Well, forget about the Republican thing, right? Forget about it, because I kind of trusted when it says that Trump is up over the rest of the Republicans by 40, 50 points, right? That's, forget about the Republicans. The Republican thing is basically over. It's Trump's to lose, and he's not losing it, right? So that's basically.
Well, they're trying everything they can to keep him from being able to run.
Right. And so they want to get him off the ballot. They want to get him off the ballot in certain states so he can't have enough to win. But what's going to happen if, you know, and they're misreading the fucking 14th Amendment is what it is. They're trying to use the goddamn 14th Amendment to disqualify him from running for president, when that's not what that was for. That was for, it strictly states in that amendment that was for the House and the Senate, that they couldn't, that the people that ran, that were running the South at the time, that were running the Confederacy, you know, and participated in the Democrat insurrection, which was the Civil War, could not run for Senate or House. That's what the 14th Amendment was for. But they're trying to, that was strictly what that 14th Amendment was for. And they're trying to make it for something. They're going at it. They're trying to go at it in an unconstitutional way. They don't care, but that's what they're trying to do, you know?
Well, they go after things in every unconstitutional way. They don't give a fuck about that Constitution. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one was it? One of the Bushy boys said, well, that's just a goddamn piece of paper. Was it Bush Jr. said that? I think it was. Just a goddamn piece of paper. Yeah. And he said it on, you know, for the world to hear. So that goes to show you how much they respect the Constitution. One of these days, that Constitution is going to hang their ass. I hope it does. Soon.
Well, you know, I love cats to death, but the thing, when I saw what was going on with Ken Paxton, and I saw that, when I saw that he had beat the crap out of George P. Bush for that for the AG spot in Texas. Well, he went against the Bush machine and beat the crap out of it, right?
Well,
you know, Ken Paxton. That's why he got impeached, because the Bushes wanted that spot because they felt they figured that, you know, that's a stepping stone for George P. to become the governor and eventually, you know, probably run for president. Well, it didn't work out that way. Didn't work out that way. The crookedness that is the Bushes, the evilness that is the Bushes, you know, didn't get it. I don't care whether or not people think that Ken Paxton is corrupt, you know. When you run up against a machine like that, I don't care if you're corrupt or not. You usually don't win when you run up against something like the Bush machine, right?
You don't win when you go up against the comrade Klitz, okay?
Yep.
You get killed.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
you might win, unfortunate accident.
You're gonna put the bullet in the back of the head.
Yeah, you know, two times, you know, sheesh. Or three times, you know, shooting yourself in the back of the head two or three times. Wow.
Yeah, it only takes one bullet from one visit to Dr. Lovelett to kill you. You know? I mean, really, you're going to ask Dr. Lovelett to waste himself when it only takes one. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how did he shoot himself multiple times in the back of the head? That's a great shot. That's a great trick shot.
Yeah, that's a magical, mystical shot.
Yeah.
They talk about the fucking magic bullet with Kennedy, right? John F. Kennedy, right? Where it hits him here and all this shit, and you know, and it hovers and goes into someplace. Well, what about a magic bullet that two magic bullets fired from a gun and guy commits a suicide? And again, one, usually when you commit a suicide, it only takes that one bullet. You know, if you shoot it through your chin or you shoot it through your temple, it doesn't matter. It only takes the one, right?
It's going to give you a forward lobotomy very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Where with Seth Rich, it took two bullets. Huh? Why?
Well,
what it took? Yeah.
Well, you know,
one for y'all. My son came here to the farm today, and I noticed on the news yesterday there was somebody in Bradleyville, Missouri that shot somebody and killed him, right? Well, my son came in today and told me that guy that got shot, he knew him, and he knows the guy who shot him. Matter of fact, the guy who shot him is like 90 fucking years old, works where my son works at, this tree company, okay? And this guy was 52 years old. And apparently what was said was the 50-year-old dude told the dude, well, you just had to fucking kill me then, motherfucker, or something like that, and the old man fucking shot him. So there you go. But
wow.
I heard the dude was a fucking tweaker. You know, so the old man probably had a reasonable right to shoot the fucking asshole, you know? But anyway, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Then a week before we had a 14-year-old kid strung himself up in a fucking tree. Tell me the world ain't gone fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Just even around me, we usually don't hear this shit. You know what I mean? I mean, you hear about people shooting each other. That's nothing new. But you know, the 14-year-old kid one week, this guy the next week, wow, same town, little town, has nothing in it. Wow, fuck. So, you know, who knows? And I don't think they're going to lock this old man up. I don't see it happening. He's in jail now, apparently, but, you know, who knows? Anyway, that's the crazy world we live in.
I mean, why wouldn't he if the guy asked for it, you might as well shoot me.
Are you going to have to kill me something like that? I can't remember how you worded it said, but, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. But, you know.
My mom has a, her best friend is a woman that had his, her grandson, who was a tweaker as well. And his dad was never in his life, but that's neither here nor there. He all was, right. At one point, he was so far gone, he was so fucking out of it that he had called the cops on 2 phones and threatened to kill himself or whatever it was. The cops come try to stop him,
right.
Turns the guns on the cops, and what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they say suicide by a cop type shit, too. People do that, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in the mix for you guys. Fuck your minds up a little bit. Craziness, man.
Crazy-ass world.
It is crazy. Fuck, you don't live in a fucking logical world. I don't know, boy is here. Or, I don't know which one is. Rob or Et. Rob Et. Anyway, I'm glad to see
Suzette?
You.
Suzette?
Might be Suzette or Rob. Who knows? They come under the same cover.
Well, it depends upon whether or not. Look at how that person writes. If it's all capital letters,
mm-hmm.
It's Rob.
Okay,
then it's
regular, Rob Dick. He's thanking me for changing the conversation. Well, what was wrong with the conversation before, Rob? Fuck. I'm sorry it doesn't suit you well. God damn, we are so sorry. shit. Anyway, we got Joseph Gibson here with us too in his show on what nights he does, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. You know, he does a good show. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. The society today we live in is fucking out of whack. And that's what they want.
What was the old, was it Petula Clark song, Crazy?
No, that was Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, that's what I'm thinking.
Patsy Cline, right. Crazy. Crazy for
yep.
fucking knowing you.
Yeah.
I'm crazy for being so blue.
You got a guy
crazy.
Who's a fucking liar.
He's a liar.
In DeSantis. You know.
What does Trump call him? Sandemonious? Trump calls him Sandemonious.
Sanctimonious.
Sanctimonious, yeah.
I brought up the fact that of this thing called Bootgate, where this
uh-huh.
guy is wearing basically... going around wearing basically 6-inch high heel cowboy boots.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a street walker at night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's actually a small guy. He's not a big guy. And when you put him next to Trump, Trump's a big old boy. You know,
uh-huh.
You know, he's 6'3" or whatever he is, you know, and he's whatever he is. And the Sanctimonious is maybe 5'8", maybe.
What does height have to do with anything, Mike? Where are you going with this? I heard you talk about this before.
Well, here's the deal. Go back and you look. Most of the presidents, most of them are 6 foot tall or taller. The vast majority of them.
Yeah.
It's all about the presentation. It's all about, you know, you want to look strong. You want to look big. You don't want, you don't want a short guy. You don't want a, you know, a fucking guy like, what's his face? Was the ruler of France, Napoleon.
Right.
Because a lot of those guys have what they call a Napoleon contract, which they think they're way bigger than they fucking are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You want a guy that presents this aura of power and, you know, that type of thing. It's, the bigger you are, that's, you can't, I mean, think about it. If, you know, 20 years down the line, whatever it is, Barron Trump ends up being president. Well, Barron Trump's like 6'9". You know? So, think about it. You want that guy. You look at a lot of the world leaders, and they're over, you know, they're over 6 feet tall. You
right.
know? They're
right.
big guys. So, that is what that is. And that's another reason why a lot of these guys that are running against in this fucking, in this so-called thing, they're all short guys. They're all short. Now, Chris Christie is a small guy. He's 300 pounds, but he's short. You know? So you've got these guys that are trying, these dwarves, you know, that are trying to win the Republican nomination, that they're not, they know they're not going to beat Biden. They know, they got to know that they're not going to beat Biden. Because if they cheated against Trump and did what they did against Trump, what makes them
right.
think that they, that these, what makes, you know, Chris Christie and fucking DeSantis and Ramaswamy and all these people think that they're not going to cheat against them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could just laugh Ramaswamy just out by his name. Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. Ding dong. Ramadami, sling long, you know. I mean, that hellified song, you know, there we go, all right. Ramaswamy plays with his ding dong.
I think, what was the kid's name with Johnny Quest?
Haji. Haji, goddamn it.
Haji.
That was a
great cartoon, though.
Mm-hmm. Johnny
but
Quest,
yeah.
Yep.
Did
what
just
do you
hear
mean, Doctor? Boy,
do
what?
I thought I just heard Boyd. Boyd.
You probably did.
You heard me do what?
I'm in.
I chimed in.
I heard you call.
You did?
I thought I did.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him sing that Ramadami Lambi Dami song too?
Nah.
Okay.
Ramadami Ding Dong.
Even though he's a fucked up guy and shit like that, he's a pretty smart fucker though. I can admit, you know.
Hey.
I think he's pretty smart. I'm
yep.
saying I want him for the president, but, you know, he seems pretty smart about shit. Who knows? I think we're going to get Biden back.
Yeah.
Biden's going to win it again.
I don't know.
He's going to claim dictator. He's going to claim dictator.
And he's going to win it, but he's going to win it with 91 million votes.
Yeah. Fucking right he will. He's the man.
Yeah, he's already, COVID. I think with Biden they're desperate to find a way to get rid of him, and because he's already said, giving them the middle finger and saying, fuck you, I'm running, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be something, it's going to be, they're going to have to do something to get rid of him, something extreme to get rid of Biden, and... Being
I
that, well, Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you, they probably think that we could find somebody that we can pull the strings of and get things done, you know, other than Biden. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Biden. But I think they want him gone at some point. Now, is it going to be one of these things where he runs, he wins, but he doesn't have fucking knee pads with him as the vice president? You know, he has a different vice president, which would be historical, because that's never happened before, I don't think, where you had two different guys being vice president for the same guy, right?
Oh, the weekend after Halloween. Yes, next one coming up is going to be Turkey Day. Y'all ready for Turkey Day?
Oh,
I mean, we're already in November. November.
Gobbledygooker.
Yeah. And there ain't much shit in the stores for Turkey Day. Most everything I see is fucking for fucking Christmas. Christmas shit.
Christmas. Yeah, we skipped Turkey Day.
Yeah, they skipped fucking Turkey Day, man.
Yep.
Turkey Day don't count no more.
No.
We have no thanks for giving. Okay.
What does the American people have to be thankful for, though? Besides, well, whatever. But what do they have to be thankful for? We got crap. We got crap with our politicians. We got crap in our economy. We got crap all over the place, you know? And like
yeah.
we said before, what would he have done differently to destroy America, to Biden?
Right. I just seen an ad pop for Trump 2024, the revenge tour. The revenge tour.
Revenge.
Yeah, fucking right.
It better be a revenge, too.
I hope so.
That motherfucker better go. He better go hog wild like a goddamn bull in a china closet. Okay, I would. Man, you talk about hell would have no fury if I got in that motherfucking place. But that's what it's going to take. If you ever want this country back the way it's supposed to be, them fuckers have got to go. Them handful of people that control the whole fucking country got to go.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other. One way or the other. But they're the ones that's fucking everything up. They're the ones that are making all the rules for them. Yay, fuck you.
Yep.
Damn.
You ain't supposed to be like that. Democrats have set the rules. Right? They've set the rules.
The
rules are woke and weaponized government, all this shit that's going on. Those are the rules. Don't argue with the rules. The rules have been set.
The rules are every man for himself. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the rules. Every man for himself.
And if you don't want to follow the rules, I mean,
You're supposed to be a rules-based, you know, follow the rules, follow the laws, all that shit. You know, when you don't want to do follow the rules that have been set, then you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Got a picture of Ron at the podium. It's in the BSing room. Gotta see this one.
Okay. I gotta see this.
Who?
Church Mouse. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Ain't that cute?
Ain't that cute?
So cute. Yeah, oh my God. Gunslinger, $9.99.
Yeah, it's $9.99 though.
$10 for a little piece of wood. So a piece of wood, $10.
Pass the plate, $10.
Pass the plate, that's right. Send it to us. God damn it. Why are you talking to Billy Farr? Is he on here?
I thought he was. Or was that Joe?
I don't know, we got 21 minutes left in this show, though, so we got 21 minutes.
Where'd you put this picture?
In core group.
Oh, I can't get to it.
Can't get to what? You're right. Yeah. Santos ain't comfortable in his own fucking skin. I don't know about that guy, but I really don't.
Yeah.
DeSantis. Wow.
Now that's some pretty conduit running there.
Yeah, you see that? Man, that's that. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Wow. There's some people out there that can make that shit just like artwork.
Yep.
Ron, do you see that pipe running? Picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's some nice work. Clean.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Clean.
You got to measure the correct conduit and all that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, some electricians know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know the ones that don't. You know the ones that don't. That's a given. I've seen some fucking messes in my days, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, running wire. Well, we split and cut firewood today.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, well. It's nice when you have a 37-ton log splitter to do the job. It makes it a lot easier. You still got to handle that shit.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you still got to load it.
What's that?
You still got to load it, don't you?
Yeah, well, kind of. Well, we got a tractor for that, but we got a tractor and a dump trailer, you know, so life's a little bit easier. A little bit. We still got to load it. It doesn't matter. It's got to go in the bucket. Somehow you got to physically do it, but that's not the point. But tomorrow on Sunday, we're going to pull out some big 4-foot round oak logs. These are fucking monstrosities. They're gonna be fun. One fucking log is one fucking cut's probably a fucking rick of wood, you know. So it's already been cut up, but it's got to be cut again because it's not cut short enough. It's too big, you know. So what we'll do is we'll split the chunks bigger, you know, make a big chunk. You know, doesn't matter. It's still firewood. It still works. You know. But that's what we do, man. Think about it. Think of the money we save. We don't have to pay, you know, we don't have a power bill. We don't, I'm paying a deposit on a propane tank that I have 58% still from 3 years. You know, I haven't used it much at all. My mom did when, you know, they lived in this house. But I used 10% last year. 10%, that ain't dick. So, you know. Wood heat is the way to go. If you can do it, wood heat is the fucking monster. I'm telling you. It's comfortable. Comfortable as fuck. I love it.
Yeah, but you got to have all the equipment to do it with for wood, you know.
Not necessarily. You can still buy wood. You might already split and cut and split, blah, blah, you know.
Well, somebody does cut and split. Somebody has to do it, and you're paying. Yeah, you're paying for the doing the cutting and the splitting and shit.
Yeah, well,
used all wood a long time ago.
Yeah. And they want to outlaw this. Man, they don't want you to be able to have this shit. Yeah. No gas stoves, no fireplaces.
And I used to go with him out there to haul wood and cut it. My God, goddamn, it's a fucking job. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it turns into a job. It is. But the reward is worth it, though. I think the reward's worth it, Gunslinger. You know? I sell a little bit of wood. I do sell wood to cover the cost of the fuel and everything else and everybody getting paid, you know, for working. You know what I mean? So it's a self-reliable fucking system, you know? So, you know, you're making money at it, too. At the same time, you're heating your house and not costing you no money at all. Yeah, fuck. You'd be stupid not too long as you can, you know? I mean, it's not easy for me with my fucked up hip and the fucking knee issue. It's not easy, but I still push on, you know? What is this? Son, you need a girlfriend. Why?
Get it? Why?
Exactly. That's funny as hell. Exactly when you got mom, fuck. Don't need it.
Ouch.
Here, I don't know if you ever. Let me see. I'm gonna share this. Well, I'll put it in there. I'll send it out. Check this shit out. You've probably seen this before.
Where are you putting it?
Core group.
Where?
In core group.
Yeah.
Core group.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in guns room, I guess.
Ah, he's not there. What are you talking about? He's not there. What are you talking about?
Put it in the bullshitting room. Because I can't get to it.
Shooting range.
Shooting range. Whatever.
Neither one. Ding dong. Yeah, I seen that picture. I wish I had that one. God damn.
Yeah, he's got a nice collection, don't he?
Fuck, he started a goddamn small army with that baby.
Yeah, buddy. There, you should got mom, Mikey.
Yep. Yep.
Why haven't you raided his fucking house yet? You know?
Sweet.
He's got an overflow on the roof. Terrible.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Overflow on the roof.
Only way to fit in the picture. The only way to fit in the picture.
Yeah.
He's an awful young old baby. You notice that?
I see just I see just about everything in there except for a Barrett. He ain't prepared for a long-range war.
Nah.
Without that Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got it in his garage, I imagine.
After it, they couldn't put
it. Now, you know, that's why, you know, it's one thing to have all them toys, okay? But them toys ain't no good if you ain't got no ammo for them. Can you imagine the bill on that for fucking ammo for that shit? My God.
I like what you posted yesterday, Boyd. It says here, I called my stockbroker this morning and asked him, what should I be buying? He said, canned goods and ammunition.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, shit, that's right. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy, canned goods and ammo. Unfucking believable. The life we have to live now.
Insane situation.
Mm-hmm. Burp. Here's another one.
Yeah, that's a. I think that one's there. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The 10 core or either one. They're cute and seem harmless, but they are loud and incredibly expensive to keep and absolutely untrainable. The other is a kangaroo. I don't really know much about kangaroos. Oh, the fucking gospel. The gospel of the truth. God damn it, Timmy. Timmy. Oh, my God. Here's one for you, gunslinger. And Boyd posted this.
Really?
You've seen this one. Jane Fonda Memorial Library at Johnny
O's. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jane Fonda. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Gunn that posted that.
I think I posted it, I think. Oh, yeah.
Several days ago.
That's about true. That's where that bitch needs to be head first. Well, okay. You talk about a fucking dirty traitor. Man, that bitch is a dirty traitor. I'm surprised some of these veterans out there hasn't hunt her down by now. What she did over in getting those fucking soldiers killed and all that shit, beat the shit out of all that shit.
Right.
I'd be looking for some ass, let me tell you. Because she's the one dirty son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a liberal. She's a liberal fucking cunt. You know, what do you expect from a liberal cunt?
Those people are allowed to be dirty son of bitches. They're allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a protected class. That means that we cannot have protected classes, you know. We cannot. And that's why I say when Trump needs to Trump gets in, he needs to go arrest the Clintons and go arrest the Bushes and go arrest even fucking poopy pants. I don't care if people say, well, you're mean because he's got cognitive issues. No. He's corrupt and he's crooked and he's evil. He needs to be arrested. That whole damn family needs to be arrested.
all of them need to be.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about Hunter lately. Have you guys heard anything lately about that fucker?
Well,
he's kind of like just appears in the fucking spotlight.
Yeah, he's kind of staying quiet. Wonder why.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, isn't
they're
it?
They're going to hide these cases
well,
and drop against
it's
him.
It's the only reason why we haven't heard nothing about him is because the news cycle's been taken over by the Israeli shit.
Yeah. Well, right. You're probably right, Boyd. Absolutely.
I thought he might be in somebody's crack. Get it? Crack?
I'm sure he is. Somebody's batch. I'll just be glad when the 24 election's over and see what the fuck we wind up with. God only fucking knows. Yeah.
Jeez. Here's a funny. It says here if the lettuce display at the grocery store falls over, all I'm going to say is heads are going to roll.
Ah, shit. God.
Heads going to roll. Lettuce.
Yeah, my grocery store, yeah. My little grocery store, just got done remodeling that motherfucker after the fire. Before Halloween, that big fire they had. You know, you don't put fucking straw in the front of your building like that, you fucking tards. And we got so hot it broke the glass in front of the store and the smoke fucking damaged the whole building. Didn't burn it, the inside of it, but smoke damaged it. They had to redo that whole motherfucker.
Yeah, that's about as bad as burning it.
Yeah, there's my little burner.
Yeah. Yeah, but I seen trucks and dumpsters. I mean, they didn't fuck around about fixing that bitch. I hate to be the insurance company that had to pay for all that, but, you know. They even changed the coolers and shit. Oh. All the coolers have been removed and replaced and crazy. But I don't like the way they rearranged it. It's all fucked up the way they rearranged it all, but, you know, whatever.
Would they have the straw all out in front for Halloween or something like that?
Yeah, right, yeah. You know, shit, people use it for displays and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
But it engulfed. I seen the video on that motherfucker was engulfed. It was started by a cigarette.
Huh.
They flicked the cigarette at the hay bale. Or they didn't know they were throwing it at whatever. It don't matter. And like I said, I told a buddy of mine one time, he asked me about all these burn spots on the side of the highway. And I said, it's dry grass. People throw cigarettes out the window, and that's what happens. The grass catches on fire. You know, I've had it happen out here on this property before. Somebody threw a cigarette out of the car, and the fucking yard was on fire. They're heading towards my house, you know.
Yeah.
I had to jump on the tractor and take care of that shit real quick. But, you know, people don't give a fuck. In the city of Branson, if you throw a fucking cigarette butt out, your fucking ass is headed. Also, Colorado, the whole fucking state will fucking crucify you. I know that for a fact. Because my mom and her sister and my cousin, she took her boyfriend with her. And my mom and my aunt were in their car driving. They're going to California. Because we have an uncle that lives out there that owns a town in California. Ain't that crazy? Well, anyway, they're going to go see this old motherfucker or whatever. I mean, I care less. I don't even know who he is anymore. I don't care. But anyway, they were in Colorado, and her boyfriend was driving, and he threw a cigarette by a car while state trooper seen it and pulled him over. $5,000.
Damn.
It cost for that. $5,000.
Was it because with a cigarette? Was it a cigarette or a cigarette butt?
Cigarette butt.
I mean,
it don't matter.
Was it lit?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. But if still it's considered littering and it's a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
So regardless.
That is fucking over.
But they gave him a deal. Well, you pay the $5,000, just go on, don't have to worry about coming back to court or none of that. So that's what they did. They paid the $5,000. My aunt was a mad motherfucker. Boy, she was pissed because she paid it, you know. Like, fuck. So, and then when I got back, my cousin broke up with the guy. Okay, well, he got a free ride. But here in Missouri, it's $1,000 in Branson if you throw a cigarette butt out of a car. $1,000. Or anything. Doesn't matter what the fuck you throw out of it.
Yeah.
really picky about that shit. But 10 years ago, it was $500. Which 10 years ago, $500 meant something. You know.
I drop my cigar butts out.
All right.
But they're not lit. And the way I look at it,
biodegradable,
and they won't be there come springtime anyway.
Right. Will be, because it's not biodegradable.
Yeah. Well, the filter definitely will be.
Right.
Yep. But there's a picture I put in the bullshit. Yeah, there's a picture put in the bullshit. I'm going to show you how stupid people are, even with bicycles.
The far side.
That sounds about right.
It's the far side.
It sounds about right. Yeah, the far side. But it sounds about right.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect.
Perfect, isn't it? That sounds about right, don't it?
Oh, my God, genius. Crazy.
Let me see.
That's a crazy group, isn't it? Join the group. Might as well. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Seems pretty funny. Well, anyway, guys, we're just about out of time. We got about 40-something seconds left, so I'm going to blow this camp tonight. I might see you over at Laurie Ann's show tomorrow night. Be around, hook up for that. I'll probably show up for that one. Then maybe if it don't go over time, I might blow another show. Who knows? Who knows what I'm capable of doing? Because I am fucking completely retarded.
Not even a retard knows what the retard's going to do.
That's right. Fucking right. Got to do it. But anyway, I want to thank all you guys for coming and hanging out with me tonight. And we're going to do it again next time, tomorrow, the next day, one way or the other. One way will we know that we're fucking alive and well. So, all right, guys. Thank you. Have a good night. I'm going to throw this song up, and I'm blowing this camp. So have a good one.
All right, later.